Mind, Brain and Education in Science, a comprehensive guide to the new brain-based teaching. Author Tracy Kahoma Esposia. Knowing the brain. The need for education-related brain research has never been so critical. Educators are in need of ways to teach the most overwhelming quantity of information for which students have never been accountable on standardized tests. But since most educators aren't trained in the background of knowledge of this research, it takes the collaboration of experts from the specialties of neuroscience, cognitive psychology, and others to evaluate the methods used to conduct the research and the interpretation of data. This summary is in the Rosetta Stone that educators, researchers need to translate the research data into their daily work. It stresses the fact that teaching can be best correlated to the brain's processing of information, and that maximizing the potential of each student means detecting the individual strengths, weaknesses, problems, and gifts. Biological aspects of learning. Certain biological aspects of learning are highly relevant to teachers, but rarely mentioned in the education training programs. These include how specific processes, neurogenes, plasticity, and the mind-body connection, sleep, nutrition, and exercise, influence learning. Neurogenesis. Neurogenesis shows that brain cells can and do regenerate. Some studies indicate that exercise or high level of oxygen help survival rates of new blood cells. What is key for teachers about students on the neurogenesis is the understanding that both the proliferation and survival of new brain cells can be impacted by activity, nutrition, and other lifestyle choices. Plasticity. Brain plasticity, neuroplasticity, refers to the brain's ability to change throughout life. Plasticity allows the brain to readjust and relocate brain functions from one area to another due to damage. This proves that the brain isn't static, that it responds to circumstances, to new learning. Every time the brain learns something new, it experiences physical changes. Mind-body connection. Recognition of the mind-body connection harkens back to the old Latin saying, fit body, fit mind. What happens to the body impacts the brain's ability to function. There are three specific factors that affect the mind-body connection: sleep, exercise, and nutrition. Neurotransmitters and their impact on learning. Neurotransmitters are chemicals that transmit signals from one part of the brain to another. They can be triggered by messages from the brain related to emotions or due to experiences. In some cases, the lack of certain neurotransmitters in the brain can be blamed for a certain behavior. To put this in a classroom context, it's now known that the balance and release of melatonin changes its pattern in adolescence, causing teens to want to stay up late or wake up later. That's why teachers need to understand how some behaviours are influenced by certain neurotransmitters. Emotional state and neurotransmitters. Studies on neurotransmitters seek to understand how the chemical imbalances of the brain change behaviour. For example, some studies have demonstrated that destructive effects on stress hormones, such as cortisol on learning, good, moderate, stress heightens attention and helps learning, whereas bad stress detracts from learning potential by literally blocking the uptake of new information in the brain. Great teachers know how to keep students on high alert by calling them on frequently without causing high stress situations. Other studies show how depression negatively impacts memory. Depression has a wide gamut of characteristics and broad reach. Lethargy is one of the many manifestations of depression, and it may be confused with a lack of motivation. Great teachers know their students well enough to be able to call them to attention to depressive states and help the student obtain the treatment he or she needs. Studies also show how the neurotransmitter diopan, often associated with happiness, has an impact on memory and learning. Happiness is linked to a release of dopamine and other endorphins that not only make you feel good, but also enhance the probability of learning and influence the neural mechanisms related to memory and attention. All of these studies remind us how students feel, stressed, depressed, or happy, has an impact on how well they are able to learn. Motivation. People learn better when they are highly motivated. People with interest in a subject tend to devote more time to the pursuit of knowledge. Motivation can be both positive and negative, as well as internally or externally driven. People can be motivated by feel-good reasons or out of fear. For example, learning can result from both positive and negative motivation. However, repetition of the learned skill may wane and the learning carries a negative balance. In order to create highly motivating learning environments, great teachers strategize first and help students find their own reason to feel motivated, intrinsic motivation, and second, to maintain their own high levels of enthusiasm and transmit their passion to the students. Memory. Memory is vital for learning in both formal and informal settings. Without long-term memory, students are destined to fail in school and be doomed in a non-functional existence in society. Humans remember things that have survival value, are easy to associate with past experiences, or have emotional value. Survival memories are related to protecting the self from harm. Associative memories, relating new things to already known things, are how students normally learn in school. This type of memory links past information of known concepts to the new situations and novel information. Emotionally valuable memories concern things about which students feel passionate and which they learn because they like them. Students who see the connection between their own lives and what they're learning learn faster than those who ask themselves, "When will I ever use that in real life?" Since learning is dependent on memory to a certain extent, it stands to reason that taking advantage of the brain's different memory systems will make teachers more effective. Teachers who design learning experiences that store memories in a variety of ways in order to increase recall possibility are more successful. One way to take advantage of the different memory systems is to vary classroom activities, because different models of different instruction take advantage of different sensory pathways in the brain. Teachers should teach auditory, visual, and kinesthetic pathways as well as allow for both individual and group work in order to provide the chances to recall and engage students in opportunities to discuss, debate, and question ideas. Taking advantage of natural attention spans. The average student has an attention span that ranges between 10 and 20 minutes. Depending on age and degree of maturity, attention spans are short because vigilance takes a lot of energy. No class is just 10 to 20 minutes long, and therefore teachers need to learn how to divide their class into time-manageable chunks, in which core concepts can be taught and reinforced. In order to take advantage of this time frame, great teachers recognize that students learn best when there is a change of person, e.g. form of teacher to student, place, change of seat, or topic, conceptual refocus, at least every 20 minutes. It's difficult, unless a student is highly intrinsically motivated, for attention spans to last beyond this. Great teachers also understand the need for downtime, during which students reflect upon new information in order to maximize memory consolidation. Such reflection time can take place through journal writing, group discussion, or explicit quiet time. The real role of a teacher. Education has never had so many tools at its disposal to improve the teaching and learning processes. These are exciting times for everyone in the discipline. Neuroscience and psychological nature of the understanding of how the brain learns and helping us identify the best teaching practices possible. Although the tools of the trade are important, the greatest single change occurring in the transformation of the teacher role into a catalyst for societal change.